Nothing But the Truth podcast with Honest John.
Hi, everybody. Honest John here. In the Federalist Papers, Alexander Hamilton used the word virtue, or one of its derivatives, over 30 times. But he wasn't using it in the way a preacher would. He wasn't talking about sexual morality or refraining from sinfulness. For him, it meant caring about and acting for the common good. He insisted that those who would lead our republic must, quote, possess most wisdom to discern and most virtue to pursue the common good of society. And though he was talking about leadership at the time, it applies to all of us, to every citizen. We should all be willing to put aside our own personal and sometimes selfish interests to do what is best for all of us. For the ordinary citizen, it might be something as simple as driving safely and observing the traffic laws, even when we're in a hurry. For the rich, it would mean paying their fair share of taxes instead of lobbying for and using loopholes in the tax code to avoid that responsibility. For political leaders, it would mean standing up for the rights of their citizens, behaving ethically, and telling the truth, even when that truth is unpopular. And above all, preserving and protecting our democracy. For example, in 1964, when Richard Nixon lost the election to John F. Kennedy, it was a very close election. And there was a lot of controversy about the vote in Chicago, where Mayor Daley was known to be corrupt. And it's very likely that the ballot boxes were stuffed. Nixon could have protested and fought the result, but he didn't. He didn't want to create a constitutional crisis. So he graciously and virtuously conceded. Vice President Al Gore, after losing the election to George W. Bush, fought off the attempts of Democrats to not certify the results of the election in Florida, even though there was a lot of outrage and controversy about the Supreme Court's decision to stop the recount in that state. Contrast these things with Donald Trump's persistent and illegal attempts to reverse the results of the election, and his insistence it was stolen from him, even though there was no evidence to support that. But no one has ever accused Donald Trump of being a virtuous man. How often do you hear the phrase, "It's a free country," when someone is behaving selfishly and stupidly? For the founders of this country, though, freedom did not mean that we had the right to do anything that we wanted to. They insisted that we all should be virtuous, and that's what's missing right now. The rich behave as though taxing them fairly is an evil thing, rather than their civic duty. Many religious leaders insisted on holding in-person religious services even as members of their congregation became sick and died, because for them, their religion is all about the collection plate. We have the anti-vaxxers who feel no obligation to protect those who are vulnerable, and of course the politicians who won't stand up for the truth or ethical principles. This is a time when we face many threats and challenges, and the only thing that will defeat them is if we all once again embrace Alexander Hamilton's definition of virtue. Thanks for listening.